Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. If it's Friday and it's 4:30 on your clock, you know it's time for the Outdoors Outlook, sponsored by Nanticoke Outfitters, where you can book your next guided fishing trip or hunting trip today. Just head to nanticokeoutfitters.com, check the schedule, and get yourself on the calendar. That's nanticokeoutfitters.com. Every Friday at this time, Captain Dave Fletcher from Nanticoke Outfitters stops by to give us an idea of what you'll find if you're looking to hit the great outdoors this weekend. Obviously, you're finding a lot of wind and weather today, but it looks like we're going to improve a bit. But let's start with preparations, Captain Dave, because hunting season's just right around the corner.
It is. It really is closer than you can imagine, because it's only 23 days away. So both Delaware and Maryland hunting season kicks off September 1st. So look, it's really important. We have to prep our spots. You should be out checking your stands. And most importantly, get out and shoot. It's our responsibility to make sure we take good, ethical shots. So please make sure you're prepared. And that's something, Gary, that I know a lot of folks overlook because of time. But it's really important that we get those things done.
Yeah, I guess just like everything in life, practice makes you better. So make sure you get out and do that in preps for hunting season. The big focus this week, a lot of folks in town and all eyes on Ocean City, because the White Marlin Open is obviously continuing. And there were some big fish that came in earlier this week, and we're still looking for some big ones at the scales, right?
Yeah, there's still some boats out today. I think there's 17 boats still out there today. And I was talking to the Coast Guard earlier this morning, forecasted 8 to 14-foot swells. I personally would not like to be out there fishing the net. And I tell you what, though, there has been just a few, two, I believe, blue marlins just under 900 pounds that have been brought in. We've got a couple of white marlins that have been brought in just under 80 pounds. And I tell you what, if you can't get out on the water this weekend, watch the live stream of these weigh-ins, or better yet, attend it live at the Harbor Island Marina, because what an experience that is. It's very exciting to see it all go down, and it's just the unknown, Gary, of guys are coming in, they've got a nice fish they want to weigh. They don't know what it weighs until it actually gets on the scale, so we all find out together, and that's where all the excitement is coming from.
Yeah, it's certainly a cool time, so definitely check that out if you can. For those that are going to venture out on the water when the weather improves a bit for us for the rest of the weekend, what are we going to find if we're heading out to fish on the Maryland side?
Yeah, on the Maryland side, we've been catching some flounder all around the Tangier and Pocomoke Sounds, and the key there is channel edges with hard bottoms. Same gulp baits, white or pink, have been the popular ones. A buddy of mine even caught a bunch of sheephead out at the target ship on peeler crab, so keep that in mind. You know, we were always excited at this time of year about the cobia, but they're still a bit sparse. That's been a little bit tough, but I will tell you, Hooper's Island, Tangier Sound, and Pocomoke, the red drum, slot red drum, are being caught, along with a mix of some speckled trout, some rockfish, and bluefish all along the shallow waters there. So I would definitely venture out and try to wet a line in that area. Now, crabbing this week has been phenomenal. Very heavy crabs right now. But with the storms coming in, and the storms that have gone through, rather, might be a good time to move a little deeper. The heavier crabs have been in the 6 to 10 foot range, but they might move a little bit because they're going to look for a change in salinity. And with all the rain we've been getting, it might be worth going to 10 to 12 foot. But I will tell you, it all depends on where you are in relation to the water coming down the tributaries and the bay. So it might be 8 foot in one area, and you could go to the next river over, and it's 12 foot. So keep that in mind. But they're there, and they are very heavy, Gary. The crabs are phenomenal right now.
Heavier the better, my wife would tell you. So certainly get out and take your shot at that. Anything new as far as fishing around Ocean City or for our Delaware friends?
No, I tell you, Ocean City and the Delaware coastal fishing, really status quo. Nothing has changed in the last few weeks. One thing to note, though, flounder fishing has been really good in the Back Bay at Ocean City, as well as in the Delaware coastal area. The key there, just avoid the dirty water. But it has been pretty good, and we're catching more keepers than we have in the past in these Back Bays, so take advantage of it. Well, Gary, I'm enjoying my day off today, and I'm busy checking over our tackle and our gear and getting ready for tomorrow's fishing trips. But as always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.